I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. We've all heard that mortgage interest rates have started to rise, but I'm not here to scare you like those other banks and mortgage companies. I'm still locking loans in, saving people thousands of dollars a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC.
This is a Roundtable Rewind.
According to a couple of reports, it looks like what we had talked about on this show back in March, that Alabama and USC are on path to play another opening game in Arlington coming up in 2020. That's the one date that is still left out there for Alabama's schedule. And I know some people are going to say, we just saw this, but what USC turned into after Alabama beat them down, I sort of want to see this again.
Well, the interesting thing about this, Dunaway, you look at 2020, that would be the third year of quarterback JT Daniels. So you've got an incoming freshman that a lot of people believe is the best incoming freshman in college football. A lot of people believe is a guy that skipped his senior year of high school will be the starting quarterback for Clay Helton week one. So just imagine, he can't go to the NFL for 3 years. So that would be his final year. This could be a guy that could be projected first overall selection in the 2021 draft. I know that's getting way ahead of everything.
No. And Alabama at that point wouldn't have Jalen Hurts and Tua wouldn't be there. It could be a quarterback battle for Talia Tungavaloa and Paul Tyson against a guy who will be probably the prohibitive Heisman Trophy favorite going in.
If you did futures right now, if you did your favorite, seriously, for the 2020 Heisman Trophy, I bet JT Daniels is probably your favorite.
Going into that game, and you wouldn't be surprised if USC's a point spread favorite in Vegas because of that.
So do you think right now you could select three?
I'll take Alabama plus four right now.
How about this? Could you select three of the four? The two starting quarterbacks and the two head coaches?
Well, for that game?
Yeah.
I could get three of the four.
Because here's the thing. You just sent Tua to the NFL.
Would you go JT Daniels, both coaches?
I'd go JT Daniels, choose the Tungavaloa, whichever Tungavaloa is left.
But see, you sent Tua to the NFL a year early. I mean, what if he just loves the college game?
That's what I'm saying. I just said, I'm saying earlier
you sent him to the NFL early. It could be Tua.
It could be. Could be Tua or Talia.
Mm-hmm.
Could be the Tyson kid. You never know.
You're just going to play the
field? If
you'll
take a Tungavaloa, three of the four, I mean, I'll go stake on 2020 right now with you.
So I don't even have to give the first name?
Yeah, if you just take the name, yeah.
So I go JT Daniels.
You can go JT Daniels, pick your coach, and then take a Tungavaloa.
Tungavaloa? Well, I would go Saban at that point, wouldn't you not?
I think Clay Helton would be a safer bet.
I don't know.
First Dreamland Barbecue poll question.
Now, here's the reason I say that.
Safer bet to be in the 2020 game.
That's Helton two seasons.
Yeah,
The expectation is USC is going to be down this year. So I think worst case, based on the Pac-12 South, they go 8-4, and nobody's going to say a word if he goes 8-4 this year. Now, if he has a complete collapse in 19.
What if he goes back-to-back 8-4s? Lynn Swann's not going to put up with that at USC.
He'll still be there in 2020, and then that would be the pivotal year.
I don't know.
I mean, think year one, he won a Rose Bowl. Year two, he won a Pac-12 championship.
In this day and age, Lance, I know it's way too early to be arguing college football at 6:04 on a May Friday.
No, it's not. That's never early.
I like your three, though. Can we do this, please?
I'm just saying that you're looking at Clay Helton with the AD who didn't hire him. No playoffs this year. No playoffs in 18, no playoffs in 19, and you don't think he's you think he'll still be there in 20?
I think he will.
At a program like USC in this day and age when we are judged by playoffs?
No, but I think years one and two, based on where USC was, where they came out of.
See, I think you're stacking up against your own belief system here with USC and Helton, because you truly believe that Chris Peterson is the best coach, which means Washington will be the best program in the Pac-12 in the foreseeable future, and that leaves no room for Clay Helton to be there in 2020.
I think USC is going to have the most talent in the next couple of years.
Always have the best talent.
Well, here's the thing. I was one of those guys that really doubted Clay Helton, and, you know, early on his first four games, he was 1-3 as a head coach. And then you insert Sam Darnold, so we'll see what he does without Sam Darnold.
I'm with Dunaway on this one. Now, first of all, let me just say, I don't foresee Clay Helton going 8-4, 8-4.
No.
I mean, that's
better chances they're both there. I just think Saban's a safer bet.
No,
right?
I agree with you, Dunaway. Saban is the safer bet. But I would say this, if it is 8-4, 8-4, it will be the first game for some USC coach in 2020 because USC's not going to put up with that crap. They got too much talent to be going 8-4.
Again, they're going to be starting a 17-year-old quarterback this year.
But you know what? And I get that, Lance, but if I'm a USC fan, I look around the country and I'm like, I mean, crap, Alabama put in an 18-year-old at halftime in the national championship game, and he won the game
it's
for
just
him.
Not realistic to think that's going to happen every year to a program.
I think it's more realistic now than it's ever been, though.
And the 18-year-old was replacing the 19-year-old who had carried him to the national championship the year before.
Oh, who, by the way, was 18 when he was inserted in the last game we played against this team, and they beat our eyes out with him. So if I'm a USC fan, I'm like, okay, he's 17.
Why is our 18-year-old not as good as his 18-year-old?
I know, that's what I'm saying. We're USC. We ought to have good 18-year-olds.
Okay, but Dunaway, based on what you said there, you're projecting that Clay Helton is going to have a couple of 8-4s.
No. Hear me out.
Selective listening.
Selective listening. Let me give you a scoop of vanilla and a scoop of chocolate here. What I'm saying is it's a safer bet that Nick Saban is going to be there. We were wagering something where I needed to pick 3 or 4, and JT Daniels has to be there by rule. I get either Tagovailoa as the starting quarterback, and then my choice is who's the more likely to be there. And one could do something to get fired. The other one is just going to decide whether I want to retire or not, and I'm going with the guy who keeps saying
the other 65, though.
He can't foresee life without a team. Tua Tagovailoa, this has been widely reported, even back to the season, during the season, that he was on his way out of Alabama if he did not get playing time. But you've got a little audio clip here to get us into this conversation. What did you find for
him? Well, he spoke to a group of 7th and 8th graders in Hawaii and told him he wanted to leave the school. I told myself if I didn't play in the last game, which was the national championship game, I would transfer out. If I gave in, I don't think I would have seen the end of the blessing where I am now. So he was asked about that by Taryn Hatcher of Hawaii News Now yesterday after the event, and this is what he had to say.
Sharing that story about wanting to transfer, wanting to leave, I think it's a story that not a lot of people really even knew. Why was it so important to you to sort of share that sentiment with them about perseverance?
I think that was important just to share with them that I've been at a high stage with that, you know, and I've dealt with it, but sticking through that time of adversity in my life, if I didn't, I don't think I would have seen the end blessing that I received, you know. Times do get hard, but it's what you do, what you keep doing to persevere through it.
Okay, so I get it now. He was like, I was about to walk out on it, and if I'd given up kids, I wouldn't have got the blessing that we won the national championship and now all the stuff that has come from that.
Well, it's not exactly breaking news that he was going to leave if he didn't play.
Not at all.
Everybody either knew it or assumed it.
Well, I don't think
it's interesting to see him say it, though, Lance, himself out of his own mouth.
But I don't know about you guys. I mean, I didn't realize it until after the game, though. I mean, going into that game, I think there were people inside that probably had that feeling or had heard the rumblings. But I don't think any of us knew until after the fact. I assumed that he was sitting quiet and realizing that Jalen Hurts was winning a lot of games, and this would be the year that he would battle for a starting position.
I heard the rumblings, but more than that, you heard the rumblings, and you put the obvious together that Jalen Hurts is not. He's probably never going to be an NFL quarterback, period. He's very doubtful to leave early to be an NFL quarterback. So if you were Tua, once that redshirt had been lifted last year, you were looking at 1 year of playing time at Alabama if Hurts started the rest of his career. So just realistically, you looked at it and you were like, I don't think a talented guy like that's going to sit just for 1 year. I mean, why?
It may have been the Tennessee game on. I thought we'd heard that he was disgruntled, that he was having good practices and that there was going to be a possible exit there. Now, to move the story forward, though, we actually got a school named that he was thinking about going to.
Well, before the school, let me ask you guys this, because Lane Kiffin was on record in the article I read, and you guys probably read it as well, when he was on Dan Patrick, and he said it was known that if Tua didn't play, and he didn't play well in that game. So let me ask you guys, if he throws a couple of picks, Alabama loses that game, do you think it's a possibility he still transfers?
Because
there's not that magic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think then, though, and this is going to sound weird, but I think there's probably a better quarterback competition than what you've got if that had happened, right?
It wouldn't seem obvious.
It wouldn't seem so obvious. You would have seen him, because that's the one question we always had about Tua Tagovailoa. All we ever saw him in was mop-up duty against depleted opponents, right? Alabama had beat them into the turf. And here comes Tua, fresh arm, fresh legs, and just carves people up like he did against Vandy. I mean, Vandy looked lost against him, right? So the only question we had was, what will he look like when all the marbles are down? Well, we got to see that. All right, cards on the table, whatever analogy you want to use. There he is with everything riding on his arm, and he performs quite well. So that answered the only question we had left about him. So, Lance, to your point, had he failed in that situation, then we would have still had that question about him. You'd have gone into this year and you'd have been like, well, you know, we know he's got a good arm. He's won the job. But what's going to happen when the pressure is really on this guy? We've never seen it. We've seen that now.
But Dunaway, to your point, we do have a school that was named, which I thought was really interesting. So Tagovailoa on record, quote, I called my dad and asked him if my offer to the University of Southern California was still available.
Woo. That's what jumped out at you?
Yeah. I mean, USC could have used this kid this year. JT Daniels, I think, is going to be terrific, but I mean, I don't know if he's going to be terrific this year as basically a high school junior.
Keep in mind the always gap you have to cross when you transfer is
sitting out a year.
So he would have had to beat JT Daniels out, who would have had potentially a starting year under his belt.
I think better chance for Tagovailoa to stay put at Alabama and beat out Hurts than beating out JT Daniels. Would you guys give me that?
Well, he would have had a one-year start as a guy who's expected to win a Heisman Trophy while he's at USC and would be the starter. He'd almost be back in the same situation if he had done that. So he stays at Alabama and is battling to win the job, and most people think that he will win the job at some point.
There's a ton of good quarterbacks out there.
Seems to be.
I mean, this is something you don't see in the NFL. It's amazing.
I was about to say that.
It's hard to get 10 really good quarterbacks in the NFL, but in college football, I mean, you get two on really good rosters every single year.
NFL doesn't have 32 good starters, and you feel like you've got more than that in college football.
It's amazing watching the media play the Tagovailoa comment card again today. I mean, this is like the third cycle of Tua was going to transfer.
I know.
I mean, every national outlet this morning running, I mean, CBS Sports just now tweeted, Tua Tagovailoa considered transferring from Alabama prior to the national title game breakout. I mean, this is like stale bread this morning. It's something we've heard two other cycles already of the news cycle before this morning. There's nothing really new about this, except he's, you know, speaking to kids and using it as a life lesson. Good audio, Jacob. Thank you, man. Jacob will be back later on with Four Downs
and maybe
later in the Roundtable Lounge as well with Rockstar. A duet today? Is that what you guys are working on?
Do you sing, Bun? You don't sing? Bun doesn't sing.
Not yet.
The biggest upset is what the Pelham Police Department sent out last night. The African serval found and safe.
Oh, my gosh.
And we found it, baby.
That's incredible.
We did it, guys.
That is amazing. Yep. I mean, where did they find it?
About 9:30 last night, the Pelham Police Department sent out breaking news from them. The missing African serval is back with its owner. It was spotted by a local business owner earlier today, which was yesterday, Thursday. A trap was set in the area. When officers checked it around 9:30 last night, the serval was inside. The owner was notified, and she came to claim it. I mean, first of all, you had to walk up and say, oh, yeah, that's it.
Yep, that's my serval.
Are you sure it's yours?
Yeah, but I want you to look. Now, we've painted this thing, and we've had the owner on.
The owner called us, and I really like her. I mean, she was emotional about it.
I wish she would check back in with us.
I do, too. I'd like to hear her happiness because we heard her sadness.
Yeah, I'm hoping when the kids were going off to school today, it did not get back out. Juno is safe and at home. Probably has stories to tell.
Oh, I mean, if Juno could talk.
Yeah.
I mean,
they probably change Juno to the radiator now.
For that price,
like,
I would like.
Black Moan Snake.
I'm just looking for 9 months from now when there's going to be little Junos running around in Pelham.
Baby Juno mixed with a Dachshund.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
But I want you to look.
That'd be a look.
The picture sent from the from the Pelham Police Department. Does that look like a nice little kitty
cat? Yeah, you know, I'm going to go the other way if I see that.
That was our fear, right? Is that people were going to see it and be immediately fearful of it. No, I saw the photo, and I thought the same thing.
That's a scary looking cat.
Now, it looks, surely they were not poking it with a stick or something to get it to.
Somebody did.
Like they used to do Mike the Tiger back in the old LSU days where they'd beat on his cage to make him roar.
Do we need a train player of the day? Because I think the Pelham Police Department. Pelham PD, man.
Big time.
# unstoppable. Pelham PD. Now, Juno looks a little bit more calm right here. A beautiful coat.
That's after they put a dart in Juno.
Yeah. So
it'll do it to the best of us.
I'd like to hear from the owner. Hopefully she's listening.
But way to go, Pelham Police Department, local businesses, and trappers in the Pelham area. That's the biggest upset because we thought two things were going to happen.
Well, I thought, you know, either Juno would come across, you know, somebody that wasn't familiar with an exotic cat and would put it down.
Someone who wanted to harvest it.
Yeah, and then maybe put it on a wall, or that Juno would just take off and go deep into the wild and we would never hear from Juno again.
Yep. I mean, I hated, look, the day the lady called and she got really upset, but because, I mean, if you don't remember, she got upset because a bunch of knuckle draggers on Facebook were sending her photos of a dead cat saying, I killed your cat. I mean, just a bunch of idiots.
They were wrong.
They were wrong. So.
Well, I wish animals could talk. Wouldn't you like to hear about Juno's battle?
I'd like to, man.
What do you think the strangest thing Juno ate was?
I don't think he knows.
I bet Juno was cleaning out some dumpsters in Pelham.
I bet
Juno's tried the finest fast food Pelham has to offer.
They still got that A&W root beer place open?
Hopefully that's been out for a while.
Probably got sick of one of his hot dogs.
They have a pretty good donut place down there. Yeah. Or is that Helena? No, it's Pelham.
That's, I'm sure he visited them all.
It's right by the train track. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Do exotic
about?
Cats eat donuts?
Oh, yeah. I think exotic cats eat about
Laurel
anything.
Would try to feed it, right?
Do you remember, though?
With a smile on her face.
Yeah. The owner told us how much she had to spend on feeding. Now, I do want to ask an uncomfortable question. Is she on the hook for the cost of the search?
Probably.
I mean, there's some public expense that went into that search.
They paid a professional to come in. Yeah. I don't know if he was, you know, shacked up at the Motel 6.
Well, I bet.
Almost going to camp in the woods, ma'am. Thank you.
I'm going to get one.
Can you see him at a bar at the Texas Roadhouse? What are you doing in town?
He's
hunting a cat.
He's rubbing that mud from Buck Creek on his face, walking around. Start speaking like Juno.
Do you think he wore like camo or the khaki gear that the zookeeper wears?
No, honest to goodness, when you brought it up, I envisioned him like the trappers on the. What was the movie where the bear assaulted
the one I think is Jurassic Park?
Yeah, The Revenant. He was dressed up like somebody on The Revenant.
So he's from 1800?
Yeah.
Let's see, I think more Jurassic Park, the original, with the guy, the velociraptor got him from the side.
Oh, this is for a clever girl.
Yeah.
Adrian writes in and says, great news on the cat. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, that's incredible. I really do hope she calls in today.
I mean, that you're right, Dunaway. It is one of the biggest upsets ever, I think.
Do you think we could get Juno in studio?
Oh, I wouldn't mind seeing Juno. I mean, I hate that.
In a cage?
Oh, it's domesticated, Jim. She told you how sweet Juno was.
I mean, you can bring her up on a leash. I mean, they brought a billy goat in here, right?
Yeah.
Several times.
Yeah.
Still smells like it.
Yeah. No, I'd like to see Juno. I'm good with her bringing Juno up.
Old Donut Joe's is what it's called down there.
Donut Joe's?
That's what all of our listeners are saying. Right on the train tracks.
There's also a place in Pelham that serves these like ridiculously big desserts. Have you seen that place?
I still haven't been there. My
kids have been.
Yeah, my oldest wants to go. I mean, you can't finish it. There's no way you could finish it.
Well, they have a...
I guess you share
them. I bet Juno could.
Oh, yeah.
I had the big shake in New York City when we went up there for Harper's 16th, and that was the first time I'd ever experienced one of those, and they've now spread across the country, and there's one down there. It's exactly the same design.
Did you
finish
it?
In New York. Oh, yeah. I finished mine and ate some of hers. Big boy. I'm a big boy. They've got it, but it's a trend, you know, in New York. I mean, in Nashville now, they're opening up just a standalone milkshake place.
Nah.
And
speaking my language right there, I love a good milkshake.
$13 a pop.
That's a bit steep for a milkshake.
Does it come with a $10 bill?
I mean, here's the thing, though. I mean, I don't care what they do with those milkshakes, okay? It's not going to be better than the peach milkshake from Chick-fil-A, which I can get for like $3.50.
Yeah, but it's too seasonal. I tell our man Mark Meadows, I said, you swing a pretty big stick in the Chick-fil-A family. You need to tell them it only makes sense. You guys originated out of Georgia.
How
you don't keep this
year-round
on the menu is crazy.
Yep.
Freeze some peaches and make it happen?
Well, I've just never understood on any menu the limited run items that are so popular. Why do you limit the run if they're popular?
Because McRib, I'd get tired of eating McRibs all the time.
Oh, who could get tired of eating McRibs, Dunaway, dude?
If it was on the menu year-round.
I think that's
round.
A little different, Dunaway. When we're talking about a milkshake that is by far your best milkshake, why you wouldn't keep it on that menu?
I've never understood. And there's another...
I used to get it for breakfast.
There's another chicken place, Zaxby's. They got a good salad that they do limited run on. It's out right now, but you lose it like really, really quickly. The sensation. It's good.
See, I don't think McRib made it back last year, calendar year. I don't remember seeing a commercial. Did the McRib die a slow death?
I think so, but this is kind of like Snake Handler with my man Michael Sellers at Good People. I don't get that.
Just comes in quickly.
Limited run.
They say they want to keep you wanting it.
These days, if they didn't bring the McRib back, there would have been a petition with 6 billion
signatures. Yeah, Rockstar's right. It would have become some social
boycotts.
Movement. Yep.
Hashtag McRib.
Yep. Shamrock Shake.
First down.
We're going non-sports today, courtesy of Rockstar. First question, what is the most embarrassing way you have hurt yourself?
I think people know this story. I think a grown man with a cast is always a bad look because they either got in a fight, did something drunk, or unfortunately were in like a car wreck. But I went to this this honky-tonk that opened probably 15 years ago, and I was so excited because they had a mechanical bull. So first night I get on the mechanical bull, end up breaking my wrist. And didn't get a cast for 2 months. I just went with the pain, and finally after 2 months, I went in and they were like, you got a broken wrist.
I was a little kid when this happened, but my brother and his friends were playing football outside, and the football got stuck in a tree, and they were throwing rocks to try to do it, and I picked up a cinder block like I was going to be able to throw it up at the tree. It was a part of a cinder block that was near the park, and I threw it up, and it landed on my head and split my head wide open and had to go get stitches.
Wow.
It's not a smart move by me, bud.
It is not a smart move. I really haven't been hurt a lot, and that makes me fearful to even to say that. But the thing I was hurt most by, not emotionally, of course, was in baseball, backpedaling to catch a fly ball. Second baseman got plowed by the center fielder. Broke my coccyx.
Did you make the catch?
I don't think I did.
What did you break, Jim?
My coccyx.
Yeah, Brett, I had a similar situation like yours. I'd forgotten about it till you brought that up.
Threw a rock up and it came back and
No, there was a cat in the tree, and I don't know why I tried to help get the cat out of the tree, but my buddy said just drop down onto my shoulders after getting the cat, and when I dropped on his shoulders, it was above one of these driveways.
Yeah.
So I hit off his shoulders and then flipped over about 10 feet onto concrete.
Oh.
Another broken wrist, concussion. It was bad.
Would you ride the mechanical bull again? I mean, I know you guys wouldn't do yours again.
No, but I got no desire. I mean, back in the day, I mean, it was fun, too. It was like one of those full nights of riding the mechanical bull, so I didn't get hurt till later, and then I didn't even realize when I got hurt.
Mine was I watched the movie Breaking, and I was a kid, and I started breakdancing in my den, and I bashed my head against the fireplace. Gushed blood. Trying to do that move where you go on the ground with your legs spinning around. It was not good.
Mm-hmm. I got a Superior Girl incident, too, we won't talk about.
Yeah, that's the one I thought you were going to use.
What is one thing that you would definitely purchase if it existed?
A teleport machine. I'd love to be able to teleport.
I know, it'd be terrific. Mine's kind of similar. I went flux capacitor. If you had the flux capacitor in your car, you go anytime you want.
How much do you think something like that would cost, either a teleport machine or a flux capacitor?
$200. $250.
I mean, you think Spencer's Gifts would have them? Would you trust one from Spencer's Gifts?
Doc Brown didn't have a lot of money laying around. He was able to do the flux capacitor.
He found plutonium somehow. Yeah. Of course, it almost got him killed.
Almost got him gunned down.
Pieced it all together. I would say hair, if I could.
I've done that.
Yeah, you have. And
it was my own hair.
You look better.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
I think yours is better, Dunaway.
It is.
I saw a picture.
I think you'd be Ed Harris without MD Wellness.
Well, I saw a picture the other day with me with hair. I think I look better now than I did when I had hair. So
all right.
I don't know what I would buy.
Just in time for retirement.
You know, I guess a place on 30A. But I guess that exists.
It does.
It does exist.
Third down.
Not for me, it doesn't.
But it's something that you do for fun that 99% of other, and that may be a high statistic, but 99% of other people would consider boring.
This is tricky. I don't know if it's for fun, but a lot of times when I'm by myself, I tread water.
What?
Like if I'm in the pool, yeah, if I'm by myself and nobody's around, I'll just tread water. Okay. It's good exercise. I don't think it's fun, but I think 100% of people would think that's boring.
If you ever end up not being able, all right, John Sabear from Three Man Front has come in with a photo of Dunaway with hair.
A much better look now.
Yeah, I think you got a better look going.
Hold that post. Yeah. Instagram there.
Yes,
we do.
For me, this is hitting range balls. There are times where I actually enjoy just hitting range balls more than I do playing golf, especially if I can be out there by myself and nobody's around. And I think most people consider hitting range balls the boring part of golf.
Dunaway's going to say polishing his Emmys,
his
right?
Emmys, yes.
I think I watch soccer, and a lot of you guys say that's boring.
Yep, I would.
Yeah, you would do that alone, too. This has got to be a rock star question. I mean, there's got to be something that you do. This is such a you question.
It's usually when I go to bed. When I'm stuck with my head, I always do stuff like I'll think of two actors. I'll say Danny DeVito and Dan Aykroyd, and I'll try to connect them two by movies.
So you do that to go to sleep?
Sometimes I'll just sit there. If I'm watching TV, I'll just start thinking, all right, Danny DeVito was in Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger was in until I get to
that's
Dan
fascinating.
Dan
wow. That's pretty cool.
But sometimes it'll take me like 10 movies.
So let's do Alec Baldwin and Bill Murray.
Alec Baldwin was in Beetlejuice with Gina Davis.
Oh, she was in something with Bill Murray, I think.
He was in Quick Change with Bill Murray.
Yep, that's it. There you go. That was 1 degree.
Wow, that's quick, Rockstar.
It's a lot more, fun when Brown doesn't help you, though, right?
That's pretty impressive. I didn't say the name. That's not boring at all, Rockstar, I have to say.
I'll do it all the time.
Maybe that'll help me.
If you had to switch bodies with one of your co-hosts for the day, what would you need to warn them before you handed them the keys?
For me, you guys don't need to stand more than an hour, or your back is going to feel like it's going to cave in. But be prepared. Just sit on your ass all day.
If you got my body in a trade, you're going to have a tough time finding pants.
What? Why?
Well, because I'm a tough fit.
Is that why you wear shorts all the time?
It's one reason. I'm a 36, and well, the other reason is I'm headed straight to the golf course most times. I'm a 36 in the waist, but I have big calves and big thighs. So if you find them that fit in the waist, they're often too tight in the legs. And if you find them that fit in the legs, they're too loose in the waist.
Did you wear Huskies as a kid?
I did not, Lance. I've never worn Huskies.
Do they make them for adults?
I couldn't tell you. I don't need Huskies, Lance. I'm a 36 in the waist.
Just to pull the curtain back, Laurel thought Husky was a compliment. If you say a guy's Husky, she thought it was a compliment. Athletic. She said athletic. You're Husky.
Do you think that's ever described? He's got a great personality and a good job, and he's Husky.
He's Husky.
Yes.
What can I tell you about my body?
Anything, but, please.
Yeah. It could be anything, Jim.
Yeah. Don't be access a to a toilet.
So you'd like that, Lance. It doesn't need a lot of sleep.
That's what I love.
Yeah, because you don't get a lot of sleep.
Come on, Dunaway, give us something.
You're going to have a hard time.
Are you going to tell us that we need to skin off and just walk around shirtless all the time?
You're going to have a hard time finding a shirt, much like Husky Brown over here. Mine's a little further up.
Why are you rubbing your nipples?
That's a good question.
That's my lower ribs. When you get to be my age, your nipples are down there.
Your retirement's going to be something else.
It's going to be a fun party. Next week, where are we doing this? Is it going to be at one of the FOPs?
Dunaway's Hospice.
I was going to say Piccadilly, but FOP is much better.
I just saw...
We'll get one of your coworkers to jump out of a cake.
There's a beautiful American.
I won't say any names.
Be gentle. He's got a bad ticker.
32 after. That's Vulcan Tires, four downs.
Best tire pricing in Birmingham. That's all I can say.
We're not going to Charlotte for that. The missing African serval is back with its owner. Felicia's on the phone with us. Felicia, are you as surprised as we are?
I am shocked. I literally was at a breaking point where I was about to give up, but I had a great team behind me.
So what happened? I mean, I know you enlisted a professional when we talked to you last time.
Yeah, a few of them.
Yeah, so were they actually involved in finding your pet?
No, they were not. A lady had called me from Allstate that was just literally about 5 blocks from my house. Across the street and said, your cat, we're all sitting here looking at him. I dropped everything. I grabbed my trap, which is a humane trap, and we baited it as stinky as possible and just left. And Pelham Police said we would meet there at 9:30 to check it again. And I just had such a great feeling about it because this was the first sighting where somebody didn't call me the next day and say, I saw your cat yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So Pelham Police got there before 9:30, and they called me. They said, he's in there. And I just had a fit.
So did you bait the trap with rancid meat? Is that what you said?
Yeah, oysters and
dear God.
Tuna and all that kind of stuff. It just as stinky as possible.
Yeah. Well, that is terrific. I can only imagine because, I mean, we were all moved by your emotion when you called in just randomly the first time we ever talked about this.
Right.
So I can only imagine when you laid your eyes on that trap and saw your cat in there the first time, you must have been overcome with emotion.
I did. One of the police officers actually had to grab me because I fell to my knees. I was just ecstatic. I think I cried for hours and just held him.
Well, how was he once he came home?
As soon as I got him in the house, once the police left and everything came calmed down and his other little friend came, he just snapped right back out of it and just like, oh my goodness, I'm home, and just abundance of love. So he is actually at the vet right now. He will be there for a few days. They just want to make sure that he didn't catch any diseases. His paws look pretty swollen. So they're just making sure overall that he's healthy. If he needs to get any more vaccinations because he was out for so long, you never know what he got into.
Yeah, how many total days and did he lose weight?
He was gone for 3 weeks and 4 days.
Oh my gosh!
Wow. Yeah.
Do you wish you could could talk with Juno and be able to hear the stories?
Oh, I wish he had one of those little cams on him. I mean, he is definitely very, very skinny, so he hasn't been doing very well out there.
Oh, that's sort of sad.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you found him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Felicia, congratulations. And
thank you so much.
What a miracle, because as I said when we were going to you, we were hopeful. But it was going to be a big time upset. Lance has one more.
Yeah, here. I just wanted to know, is there any chance you would bring Juno by the studio one day? Is that possible?
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Okay. I mean, we'd like to get some pictures with Juno. I mean, yeah. I think it's our probably once in a lifetime opportunity to actually be in the same room with a cat like this.
Yeah, I don't think we did as much as the Trackers or the Pelham Police, but we feel like we played a small role in this.
You guys did. You guys, your stories were great, unlike some of the other experiences that I had. So I really do appreciate you guys a lot. You guys are actually the only people I've ever spoken to.
Oh, wow. What an honor.
We'll get your information, and we'd love to set something up for you guys to come by studio.
Yeah, we're going
to
put you on hold, and Laurel's going to get your number. Thank you for calling in, Felicia.
Thank you.
Yep, congratulations. The African serval has been found. If you didn't hear earlier, I will point out a lot of pressure on that vet not to let the thing loose again. The vet for a few days.
Yes.
It's an immense amount of pressure.
Swollen paws.
Yeah. Lost a lot of weight. I mean, that vet's under the gun, though. That's
had to lose a lot of weight if you want to jump into that cage with oysters and stuff.
Rancid meat.
Ugh. Every Friday, we get the show started, the weekend started off with Rockstar singing us a song. I'll wait till he gets the color back in his face here. Yeah. And where are we going this week? What kind of song are you giving us this week, Rockstar?
Well, you sometimes have to eat your words. Get a piece of humble pie. I slowed down on the Jason Isbell obsession, and I always thought he was a good songwriter and everything, and then I heard one this week and I was like, oh my, this guy is an amazing songwriter. And it's a sad one, but it's such a good song, I decided, and I've never played it. I did it once in my bedroom. I was like, I'm going to try to play it.
It's not Elephant, is it?
No.
Okay.
This is Speed Trap Town.
that one's a hard one too, but
it's, I mean, the guy's an amazing songwriter, so
he really is.
To get your Friday kicked off, this is a little Jason Isbell with Speed Trap Town.
All right, this is Rockstar live in the Round Table Lounge.
She said it's none of my business, but it breaks my heart. Dropped a dozen cheap roses in my shopping cart. Made it out to the truck without breaking down. Everybody knows you're in a speed trap town. Well, it's a Thursday night, but there's a high school game. Sneak a bottle up the bleachers and forget my name. These 5'8 bastards run our shallow crawl. It's a boy's last dream and a man's first loss. And it never did occur to me to leave till tonight. And there's no one left to ask if I'm alright. I sleep until I'm straight enough to drive, then decide if there's anything that can't be left behind. The doctor said daddy wouldn't make it a year. The holidays are over and he's still here. How long can they keep you in the ICU? Veins through the skin like a faded tattoo. He was a tough state trooper till a decade back. When that girl who wasn't mama caused his heart attack. He didn't care about us when he was walking around. Just pulling women over in a speed trap town. But it never did occur to me to leave till tonight, when I realized he'll never be alright. Sign my name and say my last goodbye and decide there's nothing here that can't be left behind. The road got blurry when the sun came up, so I slept a couple hours in the pickup truck. I drank a cup of coffee by Indian Mound, 1,000 miles away from that speed trap town. 1,000 miles away from that speed trap town.
Woo. Happy Friday.
Man.
Oh, man.
Woo. You know, I know Jason Isbell is very, very popular, and I'm just going to confess, I'm like Rockstar, I've never really gotten into it. That was really good.
It's amazing. He captures, it seems like, anybody that likes any, like, a wide variety of genres.
What it seems like is the cheesy country songs you hear, he makes them real. Like, he makes, like, the pickup truck, and that's such an overused statement in old country songs, but that actually, like, this, you can tell, like, he's actually right, not trying to make a cool lyric. That's his life.
Well, I mean, I think part of it is, I mean, he's from Muscle Shoals, Alabama. I think people feel like, okay, dude is country, right? He's not just some fake country guy. He's legit from the Deep South and from what most people in this country, in this world, would consider country.
I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. We've all heard that mortgage interest rates have started to rise, but I'm not here to scare you like those other banks and mortgage companies. I'm still locking loans in, saving people thousands of dollars a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert, LLC.